earlier today. Finally, long-awaited trailer for season 3 of I Think You Should Leave dropped.
Big day. You know, I wasn't ready for it. I wasn't on Twitter all day.
Caught me off guard. I'm on the social medias a lot.
I try to avoid Twitter these days, the cesspool that is Twitter. But
it's awful. It's an awful place to find yourself.
You know, I my app was deleted. Elon got rid of like separate apps, so now I use the real app. And so I'm on that For You tab a lot, which is not cool. That just serves a bunch of shit.
I don't have the app. I just go to twitter.com in the Safari browser.
How old are you?
I've been doing that forever because I wanted to get rid of the app.
Okay. I mean, the app's terrible, but
it sucks.
Anyway, the For You tab did come through clutch because the first tweet that showed up was the I Think You Should Leave season 3 trailer. Like 90 seconds long. Was it everything you thought it would be?
Yeah. I star-studded is maybe the first way to describe it. A lot of cameos. They even kind of run through all the people that are going to be on season 3. It's pretty impressive list.
I feel like they've made it and that this list is like star-studded at this point.
Yeah.
But also star-studded for us.
Yeah.
There's like someone like Patty Harrison shows up. Normal people probably don't know who Patty Harrison is still, right? I don't know.
I think she's getting there, but yeah, not all the way there. There's some people I don't know either that are on this list.
Yeah, I had to Google a few of them.
Some returning guest, Will Forte. Patty Harrison.
That's a big one.
Sam Richardson. But I love Fred Armisen. I know some big fans of him. I think he's hilarious.
He showed up in Barry a few weeks ago. If you watch Barry, I don't know. You should. It's a great show.
Yeah.
But yeah, he showed up. Always makes it good.
Yeah. And then of course, some I Think You Should Leave staples. Tim Heidecker. Biff Whiff.
For those of you who don't know Biff Whiff, that's Santa Claus.
Yeah. Or better known as Detective Crashmore.
It's a cosmic mix. We were saying that. We say that all the time.
We say that all the time on set. It's a cosmic mix. Cosmic gumbo.
Cosmic gumbo. Sorry. You know, I haven't watched season 2 in a while. I got to get my quotes back.
Connor O'Malley, though, too, shows up in season 3. Just super exciting.
No.
O'Malley fans.
No Bob Odenkirk.
So that's a good point. Yeah, at least not on the list so far.
He's out. No. There are a few misses. Ruben.
No Ruben.
Everybody's favorite. And I don't think we should be surprised.
He's got one note. And that note plays, but it doesn't translate.
Like Tim and Zach are professionals. They know what's going to work.
Yeah.
And I think just throwing him back out there might not work.
Right. But I think they tried it with that sketch that didn't make it. That kind of, which was that, Palm Tree? No, that's
Palm Tree Girls?
Yeah. No, that's different. That's a different sketch, I think, isn't it?
His deleted scene was that one.
Was it? Okay. In,
yeah, because he was going to be a star.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Who else though? We won't have Doug the Skunk from season 2. RIP to Doug the Skunk, as well as Professor Yerbe.
We lost two legends.
Two icons
since season 2.
In the industry. Wow. yeah.
Oh man, that hurts. Professor Yerbe hurts a lot. We did a cameo with Professor Yerbe. A different group that I talk I Think You Should Leave with, and he was great. He totally didn't understand what we were asking him to do, but he did get his I'm joking in there. That's great. We're like, I don't know what he's talking about, but
yeah,
it's great. But rest in peace. Sad.
Yeah.
But overall, I think if you didn't like the first two seasons, it doesn't look like you're going to like season three.
Because I think that's safe to assume. But we've always been pretty clear that I think You Should Leave is a show that you either love or you can't stand. And there's not a lot of middle ground there. There's not a lot of casual I Think You Should Leave fans.
Now, nobody's like, yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll watch it.
It was okay.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's a lot of people at this point, if you haven't watched it, that you're going to. You could get into it, but there's just so much lore, and the joy of the show is watching it over and over again.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'll get it, but so I, if you haven't watched it and you're listening to this now and still with us, I would start with season three. I think you just start with the new stuff and just accept it. And then if you like it, go back and be like, oh, I wonder what that You Sure About That GIF is all about. You
know? Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I feel the same way going into season three as I did season two, with the notion of there's no possible way it can be as good as seasons one and two. And I thought season two would never come close to season one, and I think it's better now.
I agree. So
season three has lower expectations, but I'm also fully prepared to be blown away.
And I think that's the problem. With season two, I was fully prepared to be disappointed because I was like, it's just not going to be as good. That's fine. The fact that they did it better gives me hope that season three is going to be better, which I didn't have that hope.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
But the trailer gives me some hope too. There's some good stuff. I will say they're really leaning into the Tim yelling
stuff. That's kind of what he does.
It's kind of his shtick.
Yeah.
So if you don't like that, sorry. But I don't know. There's what, six episodes probably?
20
plus sketches. Six
episodes, 20 to 25 minutes each.
Yeah.
So it's such an easy watch, too. That's why people don't watch it. I'm like, you could literally.
It's so frustrating.
Afternoon.
You're like, literally a 15-minute episode.
It's fine. Memorial Day is coming up. You didn't have nothing going on. Put it on.
That's right. So it comes out Tuesday morning. And we're here to tease what you guys are all excited about, which hopefully we'll be recording in the next few days. And that's the I Think You Should Leave draft. We're going to do it.
Evan, Scott, and I each going to draft our top. Who? Yeah. I know. Well, about to be demoted to a special guest. Top five.
I thought we were doing eight or something. We expanded it, I thought.
Did we? Okay, we need to align on the rules. But yeah, I'm going to draft our top sketches from seasons one and two
to get a
comprehensive list of the top between 15 and 24.
Oof, it's going to be hard. And I think we all have to do a little research. I remember when we did the season one draft, it was right during COVID.
It's epic. I should look back at that. I don't remember the results.
It was pretty early on in the COVID world, I believe. I think we did a pretty good job.
Season two save us?
Just the world?
It might have saved our sanity.
It probably did. Did it come out like May of 2020?
I don't remember. It feels like forever.
No, I think it was 2021 when it came out.
Was it that
right?
Recent? It feels like forever ago. But anyway.
Doesn't matter. But it does. And I need to know. 2021. July of 2021.
Okay. We needed it bad.
Yeah. So are you going to watch it Tuesday morning? Is that the plan?
Yeah. I don't think there's a way I can't.
I think
if it's out, there's no way I can't not watch it.
I might take the day off of work. I don't have much going on. Like, who cares about work?
So I think it should leave season three day. Like, let's just be
to those who celebrate.
Also, Netflix needs to stop reminding me to finish I Think You Should Leave, because I've watched
it's still doing that.
I've watched it so many times.
Yeah. And to be clear, this will be I Think You Should Leave and the characters. I think we decided.
Yep.
So Sammy Paradise is eligible for the draft.
Yeah, Tommy Paradise.
Again, don't watch the other characters' episodes because apparently they suck.
Not good.
But Tim Robinson.
I'm curious in season three if we're going to continue the streak of really setting someone's career on fire. So season one, the gift receipt. I forgot his name.
Who's now the lead of a popular Netflix show.
Yeah, Beef.
Stephen Yeun.
Stephen Yeun. Yep. Really set his career on fire. And then the guy from the other jabroni from I'm fucking this up. Do you know the guy I'm talking about though?
The other jabroni? What's got you talking about?
Where he joins a play and so we got a
club. Speaks his lines too fast.
Say, what is it?
He speaks his lines too fast.
Yeah, yeah, Jamie Tacos.
Jamie Taco.
But not Jamie Taco, the other guy.
Right. That is guy, he a but... star now?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, he's done a lot of stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Star, of course. And of course, I can't think of his name. We suck at this. We don't know actors' names. Biff Whiff.
Biff, well, yeah.
Big star.
Yeah, big. Well, Crashmore crushed the box
office. Yeah, I mean, I'm just happy that he's going to get another $2 million.
That's his rate.
That's his rate.
Even if he does a bad job, he's getting $2 million.
So. This is why nobody listens to AOL Blast.
Unprofessional bullshit.
And that's what this podcast has been. So
it's been unprofessional bullshit.
That is a teaser to the I Think You Should Leave draft, which hopefully will spark some more fun because we have a lot of podcast topics to talk about.
Yeah, we got a lot to cover.
Other than I Think You Should Leave, but it's May 30th is I Think You Should Leave day. So
yeah, you guys all have had it marked on your calendar, I know, but it's just around the corner now.
There you go. Anything else you want to talk about before we sign off?
No, excited to chat with the gang and hear everybody's strong engagement on the podcast.
I'm excited to post and get a lot of angry comments about, I didn't care about this. But hopefully you're just happy to hear our voices again.
Right? Yeah.
I'm not happy to hear my voice, but
it's a new microphone I've got.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Good. It's for you.
You're really gunning for Evan.
Yeah.
For Evan's role.
Well, Evan just needs to show up. So
anyway.
Well, all right.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hopefully you got this far. We'll see you next week.